good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, hi, everyone. Today, on Hurtin' for Real, well, you've got a choice. Seeing that this show is airing on April 20th, officially, well, I thought, should I do something for Record Store Day? Or should I do something for 420 Day? So I thought, why not do both? So this one here, this show, it's all about vinyl records. Yeah, and I got a whole stack of them. We're going to hear some Todd Snyder, some Kitty Wells, something from Lefty McWrighty, some John Hartford, some Corin Raymond. Yeah, all right. This one, it's the Vinyl Record Show. Let's drop the needle.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over dozens of times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffalo, I love it, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and just singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor, One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport. One bag I had all my clothes, the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag, I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and I leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I love it, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Clark, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith Fox, and Country Joe, and he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hall's, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cass. I got Forbert, Fromhold, Stevie Ray, T-Birds, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Oh, I love that song. That is Todd Snyder. Yeah, from his record New Connection. Yeah, I said record. Yeah, that's a song called Vinyl Records. And today on Hurtin' for Real, yes, all songs about the Wax. Yes. Hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real. I play country music, but don't hold that against me. No, it leans towards maybe traditional country, alternative country, Americana, Canadiana, twangy stuff, whatever. But it steers well away of the pop country sounds of the world. Well, it's Record Store Day, isn't it? Yeah, you know, I'm not really celebrating Record Store Day today. I'm just celebrating vinyl records and record stores in general. So I guess that counts. And yeah, I've loved vinyl records for a long time. Yeah, my mom and dad had a turntable and a whole bunch of old, you know, Gordon Lightfoot records and Willie Nelson records. And yeah, it's probably where I got my love for country music and old vinyl records. And years ago, I got a CD that kind of looks like a little 45, even smaller than a 45, because it's the size of a CD. It's a CD, really, but it's from the Highwater Jug Band. And they have a song called Get Out Those Old Records. Now, the Highwater Jug Band, they're not really around anymore. I mean, their members are, of course, but they don't really record or tour anymore. They're made up of Mark Sadlier Brown, Tim Williams, Cedric Blairy, Suitcase James, and John Rutherford. And they put together a really good album. And this here, 45, sort of, is pretty cool. Yeah, I like this. Here you go. Get out those old records. Some Highwater Jug Band on Hurtin' for Real.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. All rolling sound, scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Although they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so.
I love you so.
Old records bring back memories, pictures bring back tears. Do you ever think of me after all these years? I found a stack of old records that we used to listen to, and there beside the records were pictures of me and you. So I dusted off the records and played them one more time. I listened and looked at the pictures and almost lost my mind. 'Cause old records bring back memories, pictures bring back tears. like the songs on the records. We were a big hit of yesterday. And when you held me in the pictures, I didn't know you'd fade away. But old records bring back memories. Pictures bring back tears. Do you ever think of me after all these?
The queen of country music, that there is Kitty Wells, of course. Yeah, a song called Old Records, yes. And today on Hurtin' for Real, all songs about, yeah, just that, old records. And, you know, the funny thing is, I'm not really a record guy. You know, I kind of grew up in the era of cassettes. Loved me my cassettes, oh yes. And then when CDs came along, I kind of made the transition, and yeah, I'm still a CD guy. Yeah, that's going to be a hard habit to break. Anyways, yeah, I still like the vinyl records for sure. Today we're kind of celebrating Record Store Day and vinyl records in general, and I always like thumbing through the 45s. Yeah, 45s are special, and sometimes you find some real good ones, and I have found a couple songs about 45s. And there's a new record out by Jenny Van West. Now, she is a singer, songwriter, fiddler. She's from Portland, Maine, not Oregon. And her new record, it's really good. It's called Happiness to Burn. And on it is a song called 45. So here you go, some Jenny Van West on Hurtin' for Real.
Stack of 45s, call tonight. We'll drop the needle in the groove and start to move. Feel that rhythm in your soul, taking control. That's when you start to revive. Feel the power of the 45. Give me some little Junior Parker, little Willie John, Ronnie Dawson, Jimmy Lawson, Glenn Glenn and Donnie Mom, Johnny Powers and Rick Carter. Man, we're gonna have a party tonight. Oh, tonight.
Drop the needle in the groove and start to move. Feel that rhythm in your soul, taking control. That's when you're feeling alive. That's the power of the 45.
Is Big Sandy and his Flyrite Boys. Yeah, that's good. That's from Turntable Matinee. That's the name of the album. It's called The Power of the 45, Part 1. Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard something from Big Sandy. Yeah, we miss you. Yeah, hope to hear some new stuff from you soon, Sandy. Anyways, good stuff there from Turntable Matinee. Well, all songs today about vinyl records. Yeah, I'm kind of doing two shows this week. I've already said that. If you like songs about cannabis, you can go check out the other show. But yeah, two shows this week on Hurtin' for Real. Yeah, I just had so much good ideas, and someone said, hey, are you going to do a show about records on Record Store Day? And I said, sure, why not? Then someone says, are you going to do a show about cannabis on 420 Day? And I said, sure, why not? So maybe I overpromised, but anyways, two shows this week. What the hell? Yeah. Well, one of my favorite songs about records is from a guy named Lefty McWrighty, and this song is just a hoot. It's called The Discount Record Bin, and this is, well, it's a serious problem. Sometimes I start going through records at a thrift store, and I go, why the hell did I come in here? And this song is why. Here you go, some Lefty McWrighty on Hurtin' for Real.
Well, there's Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, and Sadaka, Bee Gees, and Anne Murray, Gene Pitney, Bobby Darin, Donna Summer, Liberace, and Henry Mancini. Lawrence Welk, he can go to hell with Peter, Paul, and Mary. All these assholes piled in front of Waylon and Willie. Gloria Gaynor, Burt Bacharach, Burl Ives, and Bobby Vinton. Three Dog Night, Pat Boone, Diana Ross, and Brett, and Gilbert O'Sullivan. Tony Orlando and Don, oh, Olivia Newton-John. Well, they're all piled up in front of old Johnny Horton. in the discount record bin. If you're feeling brave, well, just to dig right in. Don't be discouraged by the crap you see, like Dan Fogelberg and Anna Muscuri. Well, there's a needle in that haystack and a diamond in the rough, a gold record at the end of a rainbow made of shit. Oh, you just might get lucky in the discount record bin. There's Ray Conniff, Tom Jones, Sly, and the Family Stone, Carpenters, and Letterman. Dan Hill, Andy Williams, Alabama Village People, Eagles, and Rick Nelson. Julio Iglesias, and goddamn Johnny Mathis. All these assholes piled in front of old Marty Robbins. Engelbert Humperdinck, Hawaiian Folk Song, Steve Miller, and Barry Manilow. Boney M., Christmas Carols, Carole King, Honeymoon Suite, and Perry Como. Saturday Night Fever, Toronto, and Chicago. They're all piled up in front of old Hank Snow. In the discount record bin, if you're feeling brave, well, just dig right in. Don't be discouraged by the crap you see, like Sergio Mendez and Anna Muscuri. Well, there's a needle in that haystack and a diamond in the rough, a gold record at the end of a rainbow made of shit. Oh, you just might get lucky in the discount record bin. There's Johnny Denver, Bobby Seger, Tony Bennett, Glenny Campbell, and Kenny Rogers. Rogers and Hammerstein, Robert Goulet, Roger Williams, and James Taylor. I'd love to punch that goddamn goatee off of Roger Whittaker. All these assholes piled in front of Hank Williams Sr. Cool and the Gang, KC and the Sunshine Band, ABBA and James Last, Wayne Newton and the Bay City Rollers, Paul Anka and the Mom and Dads, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Well, they can all kiss my ass. They're all piled up in front of old Johnny Cash. In the discount record bin, if you're feeling brave, well, just dig right in. Don't be discouraged by the crap you see, like Fat Elvis Presley and Nana Muscuri. There's a needle in that haystack, diamond in the rough, a gold record at the end of a rainbow made of shit. In the discount record bin, you might get lucky in the discount record bin, you might get lucky in the discount record bin. Sing along with me. Well, there's Ray Conniff, Tom Jones, Sly, and the Flaming Stone, blap, blap, bleep, blap, flea blue, blap, blip, blap.
Sure, honey, let's go downtown. Put a quarter in a jukebox, a record, go around and let's bop. Better have a record off. Uh-huh. It won't take long, just one song, listen, with a knocked out bass and a rockin' jam session. Let's bop. Better have a record off. Well, wake up little Susie and tell her the news, and tell her don't be late. Let your head down and pretty up. Meet me at the gate. Come get your honey. Let's go downtown. Put a quarter in it. You can watch a record go around and let's pop. Maybe have a record.
The late Ray Kondo. Oh, he was a lot of fun. Yeah, Ray Kondo and his Ricochets, a song called Rockin' Record Hop. Do they still have those? They should. Yeah. Anyways, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. That's the name of my show. And remember, if you ever want to connect with me on Twitter, is that what they do? You can go to at Hurtin' for Real on Twitter, and you can find out news about my shows or other music news, lots of stuff, at Hurtin' for Real. Well, you know, it's been a while since Lyle Lovett has put out a new album. Yeah, he's overdue, I would say. And, you know, Lyle, we'd love for you to come through BC again. Yeah, Lyle Lovett has played BC a few times. Every now and then he plays like a winery or a small show, and I'm like, oh, I miss that. And yeah, it breaks my heart because Lyle is one of the greats in good country music. He put out a song called Record Lady, and it shows up on I Love Everybody, the album. And yeah, I like this one. Here you go, some Lyle Lovett on Hurtin' for Real.
Robert Earl is a friend of mine, you know. He's always looking after my best interest. He told me, L.I.P., you need to get some action and get your head back in line. You need to get out on your own, boy. This hanging around has got to stop. Get out on your own, boy. Take a little trip to the record shop. I said, the record shop, but Robert, I don't need no records. He just smiled. He said, what you need is a record lady.
Record lady.
A record lady.
Record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. Well, I didn't waste no time about it. I put on my coat and shoes. I packed up my old rocking chair and I left them hell on Church Street Blues. And I went down to the record shop. What else could I do? She was 5'1¾". But Lord, she claimed she was 5'2". And she looked at me with her big green eyes. She said, can I help you find something? I said, what you got on? Special record lady,
record lady,
record lady,
record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. While acting very sophisticated, I began to browse around. I walked up to the record lady and I said, I sure do like what I have found. It would be so beautiful. Please come away with me. We could run down to Istanbul, maybe even Gay Perry. And she looked at me with her big green eyes. She said, can I help you find something? I said, what you got on special? Record lady.
Record lady.
Record lady.
Record lady.
She got the cutest little cartridge that you ever seen. She's a phonographic dream. A phonographic dream. But one day, you know, I will see my a phonographic a fantasy. And sweet fulfillment to the last detail down in Acapulco or even somewhere else. Just her and me together. The whole day long, and her and me together are playing them records all night long. She's a record lady,
record lady,
record lady,
record lady,
record lady, record lady at the record shop. She said it's spinning, mama, don't never stop.
Record lady,
record lady,
record lady.
This house with 14 rooms, I don't want my part. That new Mark 6 means no more to me than a Chinese pushcart. You can have my coin collection and all our real estate. I just want my Ernest Tubb 78s. All those fancy things and souvenirs that we brought back from Spain. Really, darling, I don't ever want to see them again. You can have those other records that you think are so great. I just want my Ernest Tubb 78. Now, darling, keep those other things around. You might need them if the world turns you down. Please don't think my love for you has turned to hate. I just want my Ernest Tubb 78. Don't go. It's sunny now. And Fred Grissom. I'll pay my life insurance up just like you asked me to. Now try to think of some other little thing that I can do. There's just one thing I want before I walk out through those gates. Honey, I want my Ernest Tubb 78. Now, darling, keep those other things around. You might need them if the world turns you down. Please don't think my love for you has turned to hate. Honey, I want my Ernest Tubb 78. Darling, I want my Ernest Tubb 78.
There is Tommy Collins. Yeah, that's the name of a drink, isn't it? Yeah, sort of. That is a song called Ernest Tubb 78s. And yeah, Tommy Collins was a guy who kind of brought the Bakersfield sound into the world, helped to do that. Yeah, he's been gone for almost 20 years. But yeah, he was a good one. Yeah, good stuff there from Tommy Collins. Yeah, a lot of good stuff about vinyl records. Yeah, a lot of good songs. I could do a second one, you know. There was a lot of you who sent some really good ideas. And this one here, I'm going to send out to Sean and Robin from Irwin's Bakery. They are a big fan of Corin Raymond. Corin has played Kamloops a few times. And Sean and Robin have a wonderful bakery called Irwin's here in Kamloops. And it's always good to go in there and talk music with Sean. Anyways, it's called Nine Inch Nails. And it's kind of a song about a mix-up. It's all about records. And I think this one is cute. Yeah, here you go. Some Corin Raymond on Hurtin' for Real.
I met her at a record shop. She was into hard rock. Man, we had a wild affair. She moved in and the rent was shared. We spent a lot of nights listening to music by the candlelight. If it wasn't for the music, we never would have fallen in love. Breakup was a rough one. She pulled out a shotgun. I talked her down, we worked it out. She got it all in the matching cows. But I still got my records. Now I need a sad song. Wouldn't you know it, jackets are wrong. All the sad ones are gone. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up.
my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. Well, she won't return my phone calls. I'm running low on alcohol. I tried down to the LCB, picked myself up some Tennessee whiskey. I throw on Black Hole Sun. I was kinda like that one. If it wasn't for the music, never would have fallen in love. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Buster Dude. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. She moved to Montreal. Yeah, well, eventually, don't they all? She's in a band that covers Wolf Mother. They even call themselves Wolf Lover. And I'm listening to Hell's Bells, wishing it was Bob Wills. If it wasn't for the music, never would have fallen in love. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. I got her tool collection. She got my hot rod Lincoln. My heart won't stop sinking. I need some songs for drinking. Said I'm riding her crazy train, and it's going off the rails. She got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. She got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails.
That's my Ridley Bent and Dustin Bentall.
Take this phonograph record of a love song from my heart. Let this phonograph record speak for me while we're apart. Play it over and over, and though I'm far away, how I love you, I love you, is what you'll hear it say. While the record is turning, it will beg you to be true and keep your love for me burning till I'm back here kissing you. Sing you.
There's something from Betty Cody. Yeah, I just learned she's from Canada, or she was, yeah, from Quebec. How about that? Yeah, and she was married to Hal Lone Pine at one time. Yeah, I've played Hal Lone Pine before. Anyways, good stuff there from Betty Cody, a song called Phonograph Record. And today, yes, all songs about old records. You know, I'm from Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. And, you know, we're about, 90,000 people. And we didn't really have a record store for quite a while. And then there was a place called Barnacle Records. And they get in new vinyl and old vinyl and all interesting stuff. And it's really good to have Jesse and Ronan be a part of our Kamloops musical community. So thank you, Barnacle Records, for being such a wicked record store in Kamloops. So there. Well, another song that I like is by Vernon Oxford. He was born in Arkansas, and this song here is twangy. It's a wonderful country song. It's called Turn the Record Over. Here you go, some Vernon Oxford on Hurtin' for Real.
Turn the record over, let me hear the other side. I wanna hear a happy song, the other made me cry. Turn the record over and just let me sing along. It never helps a broken heart to hear a hurting song. Play me something with a happy beat, so I can forget we are apart. Turn the record over, let me shuffle my feet till I dance her right out of my heart. Turn the record over, let me hear the other side. I know there's lots of happiness if we could only try. Turn the record over, let me hear a happy tune talking about sunshine and a silver moon. Play me something with a happy beat so I can forget we are apart. Turn the record over, let me shuffle my feet until I dance her right out of my heart. Until I dance her right out of my heart.
All right, now this is a song about phonograph records. Don't leave your records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No more.
That's good advice, John. That is the late John Hartford, a song called Don't Leave Your Records in the Sun. Yeah, people do that. Yeah, I used to own a record store, and the stuff that I would see come through the door, oh, there were old records that were wet. There were old records that were splattered with flecks of paint. There were cracked records. There were all different kinds of awfully treated records. So yeah, be good to your records. Yeah, warped records too. Ugh. Anywho, that is just about it for me. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. And today is, well, a day to celebrate vinyl records. Yeah, I like vinyl records, and I might even go down to my favorite record store today and buy a couple. Absolutely. Anyways, my name is Brian Saunderson. My show is Hurtin' for Real. I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. Next week will be the Hurts of the Month. Yes, I've got a ton of new stuff that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. Oh, and remember, two shows this week. Yeah, I couldn't decide what to do, so I decided to do two. This one was, of course, the Vinyl Records show, and I've got one on cannabis that is also up on the website, Hurtin' for Real. .com. So you can go and check that one out too. Well, before I go, I want to say thank you. I used to, like I say, own a record store, and it was a long time ago. And I had it for a couple of years. And, I learned so much. I made a lot of friends. I met some musicians. I learned a lot about music, yes, and I listened to a lot of music. I still do, but working in a record store all day was pretty special. So to all of you who supported Back Porch Music, came through the doors, all of you who played at Back Porch Music, you know who you are. I want to say thank you. Well, that is it for me. I think I'll leave you with a song called Record. Yeah, this is a good one. It's an old one. By Billy Walker. So we'll leave you with a song about a record. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
Around and around goes the record. Around and around and round it spins. I sit alone watching someone I've known drop a dime in the jukebox, and the record keeps spinning. As around with her new love she dances, around and around and round and then somehow I see that the record's like me, and like all of her lovers have been. Once I was high on her heart parade, love was new, she was true all the time. But then she grew tired of my love serenade, and she dropped me like somebody drops the jukebox a dime. Now around and around goes the record. Around and heart around and round it spins. But soon it will be just an old melody that she won't give a dime for again. Once I was high on her heart parade. Love was new, she was true for a time. But then she grew tired of my love serenade, and she dropped me like somebody drops a jukebox a dime. Now around and around goes the record. Around and around and round it spins. But soon it will be just an old melody that she won't give a dime for again. Around and around goes the record. Around and around goes.